But starting 5 lines to the bottom of Mechesim and Beis, let's recap from our Mishnah on top of Mem Heyav and Beis. We know that if they have 3 chatzeres that are connected, they can all join into one Erev, and all the people of all 3 chatzeres would now be able to carry from their houses or their chatzeres into any one of these 3 chatzeres. Now, Rav Shimon said in our Mishnah, if there are 3 chatzeres, let's call them A, B, and C. A is the center chatzah between chatzah B and C, and chatzah A and B joined in their own Erev without C, and then chatzah A and C joined in their own Erev without including B, then one thing is for certain, that Chatzah B and Chatzah C cannot carry into each other's area, as Amishu said, Ushtayim Achitzainis, Asur Zum Zu, the 2 exterior Chatzahs cannot carry from one into the other. Now, what about Chatzah A carrying to Chatzah B, or Chatzah A carrying to Chatzah C, or vice versa? Can Chatzah B or Chatzah C carry into Chatzah A? Lefi Rav Shimon, Mishnah use a Lashon, He Mutaris Imaran, Vehe Mutaris Ima, which is definitely clearly mashmah, there is no issue carrying either from A to B or to C, or from Chatzah B or Chatzah C into Chatzah A. But our Gemara will actually have a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to this din. Rav holds exactly like we just mentioned, that you're allowed to carry from either spot as long as you're not carrying directly from Chatzah B or to Chatzah C, and which means that you're not carrying from the exterior Chatzahs into each other. There would be no problem carrying from the middle Chatzah to the exterior Chatzah or from the exterior Chatzah into the middle Chatzah. Now, but Shmuel says that even if you're Rav Shimon, only Chatzah B or Chatzah C, which are the exterior Chatzahs, can carry into the middle Chatzah to Chatzah A. But Chatzah A cannot carry into Chatzah B or into Chatzah C. And we'll speak out now the thought process of Rav Shimon. The reason why Shmuel says that is because since the center Chatzah now cannot join with 2 separate groups, they can't have 2 diurim, they can't have 2 places where they're kind of Shvisa on Shabbos, and the entire partnership with Group B and Group C is invalid. And when Mishnah say that he mutar simaran, it doesn't mean that the center Chatzah is mutter to carry into Chatzah B or into Chatzah C, but as Rashi explains at top of Mem Tesem Aleph, that people who carried from Chatzah B or C, and they brought it into the middle Chatzah, into Chatzah A, can then take any extra food back into their own Chatzah when they leave Chatzah A, and that will be Pshat Lefi Shmuel in Rav Shimon. And one other point, as we mentioned, on Chesem Nalav, even though Rav Shimon seemed to be that there was no Machlekes on his point, where he was bringing a mushal in the Mishnah, he said the Ma'adayim V'dayim, it was actually saying that Abchelik on the Chachamim in the Mishnah, and the Chacham will argue on the point of Rav Shimon, and we'll see that in the Gemara as well. So we'll start with the Gemara. Amr Abiyuda. Abiyuda said, Amr Rav name Rav. Zutra Rav Shimon, these are the words of Rav Shimon. Like we explained, that Rav holds, that Rav Shimon holds, it doesn't make a difference if the middle chatzah is carrying into the outer chatzahim, or if the outer chatzahim are carrying directly into the middle chatzah. Both of them would work with Rav Shimon. However, the Chachamim argue on one case, and they say, Rishus Achas Mishamesh L'Shtei Rishuyas, Avalei Shtei Rishuyas Mishamesh L'Shus Achas. The outer chatzahim, they only have 1 partnership with the middle chatzah each, and therefore, A and B, or C and A, are now partners, and therefore, C or B could carry into the middle chatzah. But the people in the center chatzah can't carry into either one of the side chatzahs, because since they joined together with 2 separate chatzahs, like Rashi says, Ein koyach b'amtzayis l'shtamish loy b'zu v'loy b'zu, d'zu ma'shchasa l'kan v'zu ma'shchasa l'kan, u'shnei d'yur loy avinla. You can't be part of 2 areas that you consider that that's your dira. Rabbi Yehuda continues and says, Kamis kamei Shmuel amali, when I said this in the name of Rav in front of Shmuel, he told me, and we turned to Mantesam and Alf, Avzu d'v'Rab Shimon, that even this point is also the point of Rav Shimon, which means that even the point of Chum that you're saying that Rav said, that Chum argue on Rav Shimon and say the only time you're allowed to carry is from the outer perimeter chatzeres into the center chatzah, but the center chatzah can't carry to the outer perimeter chatzeres, that is actually the words of Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon holds, like the svar that Rav brought down, in the name of Chum, that Rishus Achas Mishamesh L'Shei Rishuyas, Av Eloi Shtei Rishuyas Mishamesh L'Shus Achas, but Lefi Shmuel, Av Chachum Mishlosh Tanasuris, that he goes down a dagger and he says that none of these chatzeres could carry with each other. A, B, and C are all us now to carry either from A to B or to C or from B to A or C. It doesn't make a difference where you're carrying. No one's allowed to carry. And the pashup shot in that is l'fridei chachamim that l'chayra, since this A was now was made where C was together with A and B was together A, no one really has a rishus where they acquired a proper rishus because everyone is basically intermingled with each other and therefore that's not a valid A. The Gemara says, Tani kavasi Rabbi Yehuda, libi l'shmul. We have a brice that seems exactly like the way Rabbi Yehuda explained the sheet of Rav Shimon l'fi Shmuel. Amar Rav Shimon l'ma adav adem l'sholosh chatzeres ha-psuch zu zu u-psuch zu shizram iru shtayim m'mtzayi zu mevim tev beis v'echals zu mevim tev beis v'echals. The brice is clearly only speaking about the 2 edge chatzeres, the ones on the side, not the center chatzeres, and they're allowed to take into the center chatzeres, and then it says zu machzeres meisul tev beisah v'zu machzeres meisul tev beisah, that each one individually, once they're in the center, then they can take whatever's left over over from that amount that they brought into the center courtyard, and they can bring it back into their own individual courtyards, like we explained before from Rashi as to how to explain Rav Shimon's words, Lefi, the words of Shmuel, that he said basically that the only people that actually could carry into the center courtyard are the side courtyards, and then the people in the side courtyards can now take their food and bring it back into their individual courtyards. Chum say that all three are also, as we explained, that seems exactly like the words of Shmuel in explaining the words of Rav Shimon. And the Gemara continues, as Shmuel goes according to his own individual reasoning in the following memory of Shmuel, that he says that one person can't join two Rishuyas as separate Erevin. So let's picture this in our heads. There was actually a chatzah, and on both sides of the chatzah, on the right of the chatzah and the left of the chatzah, there were two doorways that were leading into separate mavayis. And Shmuel said, if the central chatzah goes and makes an eruv both with mavoi A and again with mavoi B, then the central chatzah cannot carry not into mavoi A and neither into mavoi B. Now, like Rashi says, that lefi zeh, you see clearly that he holds that ein shtu rishuyos mishtamishus rishus achas, since this central chatzah made itself two rishuyos, number one mavoi A and number two with the other side of mavoi B, therefore none of it works, and he doesn't have a right to walk into either one. And Rashi said, "V'hainu Shmuel tamei d'amar Shmuel lach k'divrei hamikra be'erev." It must be that this shita is going lefi Rav Shimon and not lefi Chacham. Now, lefi Chacham wouldn't be a problem. Of course, it's asa because we said before you asa in all three chateres. But the point is that it must be the Shmuel paskins like the one that's mikra be'erev, and that's Rav Shimon. And Rashi says, "Be'avishar Rav Shimon b'har." If lefi Rav Shimon, it would be mutov here. Le'av Shmuel asur Rav Shneim. It wouldn't be possible to say that he's asa with both of these mavuis. So the Gemara is right, and the point of the Gemara is that lefi Shmuel, you see that he held the pshat of Rav Shimon is that the only thing that Shmuel came to be matter was only for the two side areas to go and carry into the central area, but not for the central area to go carry to the two side areas. The Gemara continues with the din of Shmuel, but it's not negated to the right that we just brought. But let's see the dinim. Lo yivrim shneim. If the central chatzah did not make any air, not with mavi A and not with mavi B, oyseres al shneim, then he asks for both of these areas to carry themselves. Why? Because since he's part of those areas where he's part of the mavi, because he could walk out of either of his doorways into either side and into either mavi, therefore they had to include him together with the air. By the fact that he didn't make an air with anyone and no one included him into their shtufa mavis or into air chaseres, that's like any person that's in a chatzah that doesn't join together with the rest of the group. And we know if you leave one person out of a group in the air, that apostles the air. And over here, therefore, both mavis are now also. However, if in one of the mavis he's much more ruggled to use that doorway because it's easier, for example, to access the Rishus Rabim, and therefore that becomes his main doorway. But the Echad Ein Regila, for example, on Mavi B, he generally doesn't walk out that doorway. Zeh Sheregila by Asa, the one that he's ruggled to go through, that one is actually Asa. But Zeh Ein Regila by Muta, the one that he generally doesn't use and he doesn't access, that would be Didin Deri's Muta, because we would make it as if that would be closed up and he doesn't actually use that doorway, and therefore he's not part of that Mavi. He doesn't have to join into their Erev. Now, as Rashi points out, if it would be ruggle with both, for example, both doorways are very easy to access to Rishus Rabim, then the din would be that he asks on both of them. And Rashi points out, in that scenario, what would you have to do in order to make it mutter to carry? What you would have to do is make an Erev at least with one side. Once you make an Erev with one side, then you're showing that my das is to be part and parcel of, for example, Mavu A, and then I'm not really part of Mavu B, and therefore, even though I didn't make an Erev with the people in Mavu B, both Mavu B could carry because this person of the middle central chatzah is not part of them, and Mavoi A could carry because the central chatzah joined into the Erev with Mavoi A. Amar Rabbi Rav Huna. Rabbi Rav Huna adds to this discussion and says as follows: Erevim she'ein regil by huter regil last way. If you made an Erev with the group that you're not generally ruggled to walk through that Mavoi, so the doorway is generally not used, but I use it sometimes, and that leads into Mavoi B, for example, then you're still going to be mata everything, because now I'm part of Mavoi B, and I'm showing that my das is to remove myself from Mavoi A. And therefore, even though I generally use the doorway into Mavoi A, therefore I'm pulling myself out, and Mavoi A could also carry as well. But I'm Rabbi Rav Huna, I'm Shmuel. Rabbi Rav Huna, the name of Shmuel said another din. In Erev Ruggle Asmah, Vizeshim Nugil by Lo Erev, if the one that is Ruggle made their own Erev, so therefore now they made their own group, and they did not include the central Chatzah, but the one that was not Ruggle, which means, like we're calling it, Mavoi B, where the central Chatzah generally doesn't walk through that doorway, away. Vihi atzma loy irva. And the central chatzah was not married, not with A and not with Mavu B. Then what we do is we say, even though generally he would walk out from the area where it's much more comfortable for them to walk out through Mavu A, but by the fact that he would use that as doorway on this Shabbos, it would cause that Mavu A now is mebatal the air because he wasn't part and parcel of that air. If he didn't join together and be shutuf with them in the air, therefore we don't want him to break up their shutufus and cause them not to be able to carry. So we say that we force him to use doorway B, and he has to only be part and parcel of Mavu B. And now Mavu A, where they made an air with their group, they could continue carrying, and Mavu B of course can't carry because it never made an air, and the central chutz also can't carry because we look at them as if they're part and parcel of Mavu B, even though they generally don't use the doorway into Mavu B. And the Gemara explains this by saying, because we have a din that we're kaifin on me this time, if something is not going to be a loss to you by doing it and it's going to benefit someone else, you can't say I'm not going to do that. And the Rishonim are a bit bothered over here that L'chayr, what do you mean he doesn't lose anything? He generally would like to walk through the doorway which leads to Mavu A because that was easier to access to Rishus Ram. So L'chayr, now we're forcing him to go through door B. L'chayr, that is a loss, and L'chayr, that's not a general din of Midas time. The Ritva actually says no. In this case, we're saying halachically, we're saying he's not part of Mavu A, he's part of Mavu B. But in actuality, he could still walk through the area and through the doorway to go through Mavu A, but he's not considered a part of that area, la halacha, in order to require that he has to now make an eir with that group. Now, as we know, in order to make an eir chazeres, all the people that live in this area, all the batim, have to take some food and put it into a central location, into a central bias, and now that they share this bias, therefore, that makes an eir that it's considered like they all live in one area, and therefore the chatzah now belongs to one group, or it's actually a kinyan, like the Gemara will say, that they're kind of one area and one bias together as one by use of this food. But the point of it is that all of them, again, have to join together and all of them have to be mishtatef with food into one bias. So the Gemara now says as follows. If someone gives his food into this area and therefore everyone has their food together, but he says, I'm makbid, I want to only eat my food and no one else can touch my food, the Erev doesn't work. Because mashmai, what's the reason? Because what's the name? Erev shmai. It's called air. Like Rashi says, it has to be something. Shikula muravin murutzim bay. It has to be something which is geshmakta together. It has to be something that's sweet and relaxing that everyone is happy to be part of this air. Rab Chanina argues on Shmuel and says, the air is good. El shnikr ba'anshe bardina. But this person is called from the people of Bardina, which are miserly people. Again says the name of Shmuel, hachaluk es eruvay ein air. Someone splits up his air. So for example, if you have four people to have their food in one kli, and one person just puts his food in another kli, it doesn't work. Command Zakimar, who is this like? Kibesham, is that going like Besham? The Tani we have a brisa. Chamisha Gomes Eruvin, Snu B'shnei Kalim. If five people collect the air and place it in two separate Kalim, Besham says, Ain't the air, it doesn't work. Besolim, Harez the air, it does work. So Gemar says, L'chayr, we can't say like that Shmuel is going like Besham, because Besham ain't a Mishnah in a place where Besol argues. Gemar says, no, I feel it to him, Besol. Of course we could go like Besol. I can't like coming Basil Hassam. The reason why Basil said over there it works, El Demanil Mana Viyaisa, that over there was one kli. It wasn't Bidafka that a person said, let me put in another kli. But they only had space for example, four people's food, and the other one was another kli. So that's fine. Avahika the Palga Mifling, but where he speaks clearly, he's saying, I don't want it to be together with your group. I want to keep it in a separate kli. Like that would not work, even if he Basil. Frankly, why do you need the two dinim of Shmuel? Shmuel said, first of all, if he's Makbin, as air, it doesn't work. And then he said, if you put it into a separate kli, it also doesn't work. L'chayda, based on the same reason, like the Gemara said before, Mashamai, Air Shamai, its name is Air, like Rashi says, Shutfus Neucha the Areva. The Gemara says, Tzrichu, you need both cases. The Eshmin, Hasam, Mishim, the Kapit. In the first case of Shmuel, that's because they were Makbid. He said specifically, I don't want to be part of the Air. He doesn't want to keep the food together. I want to eat my own food. Avahacha, Imloy. Here he didn't say it. It was just a separate kli. Maybe that wouldn't be a problem. The Eshmin, Hacha, Mishim, the Palga, Miflug. Maybe in the case where it's two kalim, that's because it's completely separate, and like Rashi says, that the word of Erev is mashmem Erev, it has to be together. Avulhasam emuloi, but maybe in the case where you're just saying, I want a makbid, that I want to eat my own food, maybe that won't be a problem. Tzricha, that's why we needed both halachas of Shmuel. Amalei Rab Abba, Rab Yehuda, Bebe Matar. after the Beer Rab Zakai. Rab Abba said to Rab Yehuda, buy the wine press of the house of Rab Zakai. Did Shmuel really say that if someone splits up the Erev and puts it in two separate kelim, it's not considered Erev? We have another din of Shmuel that says, buy Shemanicha by Erev, the house that you place the Erev. For example, if Reuven's house is the central location where all the other people in this chatzah place the food, and it's Erech Lutz and the pass, Reuven himself doesn't have to put the pass into the same kli. My time, La Mishum Dorma, must be because we say, the Kivin Amar Basal command Amar Chachadami, Hachanami, Kivin Amar Basal command Amar Chachadami. L'chayr means because Reuven himself has food in the house. Once he has food in the house, it doesn't make a difference if it's a separate kli. He's still in the house, and therefore it works. So l'chayr, even if it's a separate kli, there shouldn't be a problem. So how could Shmuel say over there that if you take it and put it into a separate kli, it doesn't work? L'chayr, it's a steer a Shmuel on Shmuel. I'm later respond, Hasam Av Bishem Pas. Over there, it's not saying because the person in Reuven had pas in his house, therefore it works. Even if Reuven doesn't have any of his own pas in the area, it still works. By time of the Kulu Hachadari, the reason is because everyone else in the Chatzah, by bringing their food over here, that caused them to become like their residents in Reuven's house. But Reuven himself is not a halachic resident, he's an actual resident. And of course, that would work. Like Rashi says, the Kulu Hachadari Mishimpita and Havalu Durasan. Over here, they're making that Dira, a halachic Dira, through that pas. But the Koshkin Baal Bai Shudosha Mamish Petecha, that he's actually living there, and it's not halachic Dira. But I feel inlet pas, the Cholabai Shapidami. If there's no bread in the entire house, it would still work. Now the Gemara continues and asks, what's the mechanics of an Erev? Amishmuel. Shmuel says, Erev Mishum Kinyan. An Erev works based on acquisition. Like Rashi says, that someone that makes an Erev, Shemaklu Baal Bai's Rishusai, Vinimtsu Kulam Bailum Bai's Zesha Erev Munachbai. Everyone is considered like an owner in this house. It all becomes one, and therefore now they could all carry into the central rishus, which is really owned by one person. The Gemara asks, if it's true, like you're saying, Shmuel, that's because of a kinyan, why can't you use money? Why do you have to use food? Erev Shabbos, sometimes you can't find money around, and therefore we want to make it something that everyone would for sure have on Erev Shabbos, which is food. In fact, Gemara, that's very nice if he doesn't have food, but let's say he wants to use a mar, and he actually uses a mar kesef, why can't you use a kinyan of kesef? The Gemara says, well, what will happen is that person will think that he only can use a mar and you can't use pas. One day they'll actually not have money around, and it'll come out that they won't realize you can use pas, and it'll come out they won't make an erev in the area, and people will carry without realizing that there's not an erev there. So we made a gzera that you can only make an erev out of pas and not out of any money. Rabbi Amar erev mishum dira. Rabbi, however, says the erev is because of dira. It's basically showing that we're living together. Rashi says shedaita shal adam al pitoy. Since the das of a person is on his bread, v'havlu kulu kili dary bahu beis. It's as if we're living in your house, but it's not that we have ownership here. Ve'em bechatz zuel dira achas. But we're all living together in one area. Very kol rishus achatzam yuchedus l'bayezeh. And the Gemara asks now, what's an afkamini between Shmuel that said the erev because of kinyan and Rabbi that says because of Dira? The Gemara says three nafkaminas. It could be now Kli. First of all, it's nafkamina if it's made out of a Kli. So therefore, could you use Chalipin Obeah? According to Shmuel, it's good because even if it's not a Sharapruta, that still works because you're making out of Chalipin. Therefore, you could be kind of like that. However, Rabbi says that Ein Adam Da El B'makim Pitai, but not based on Kalim, and therefore it wouldn't be good like Rashi explains. Upach Misharapruta, or if you use food that's less than a Sharapruta, according to Shmuel, there's no Kinyan, therefore it doesn't work because you can't make a kinyan of something, a food product that's less than a sharputa, and according to Rabba, it's good as long as it's beis sudais. And the third nafkamina, and we turn to Memtesa and beis, v'katan, a case where the katan goes and gathers all of these things together. According to Shmuel, it doesn't work because you can't make a kinyan for a katan. A katan can't go around and make kinyanim. However, according to Rabba, it's not the katan not doing anything. He's just going processing everything. He's bringing all the food together and putting it to the house. Once it's all in the same house, they are now sharing a house and a dira, and therefore it's a good erev. Amalei by the Rabba, Bais says, according to your sheet of the area, because of Dira, I have a question. According to Shmuel, that says it's based on Kenyan, I also have a kasha. Hatani, everybody that says, Chamisha Govasei Reuven, if five people gather together the area, so they have a bunch of bread in one house, now they want to join another chatzah, for example, and they're taking the area and they're joining with bread into another chatzah. One of the people of the first chatzah could take the bread and transfer the area to another chatzah and include them all into the other area. Now, Rashi says over here, and he can even take a new piece of bread and bring it for all of them. And the Gemara asks, who needed the kakani v'sulai? L'chayra, according to Shmuel, that based on kinyan, l'chayra, he's the only one that made a kinyan, no one else did. And who needed the kadaya v'sulai? And he's also the only one that took a piece of bread, and he's only living in that l'chata, and no one else. And therefore, how could this work? Our Malay, so Rabbi responded, at this point, now we're all together in one group, therefore I could become the shliach for this chatzah, and now I could make the air for everyone else. Rabbi says, halacha Rab Shimon, the halacha is like Rab Shimon. He didn't specify now if this is the halacha like Rab Shimon according to Rab or according to Shmuel that we had at the beginning of the blot, but halacha be'er v'lekula, as we know. And therefore Rashi says, both chatzah A is mutter with B and with C, and chatzah B is mutter with A and C with A. The only one that can't do is C and B can't carry to each other, and that's exactly like we said in the name of Rab before, which is the most kal d'kashita in understanding the words of Rab Shimon. And we continue with the new Mishnah. Mishabar b'derech, someone's going on the road, v'chashkalayin, and it became dark. And he's standing in a spot which is exactly 4,000 amas away from his house. But of course, he could only walk 2,000 amas at this point because his tchum would be 2,000 amas. But for him, he knew a landmark, either a tree or a stone wall. And the trunk of that tree, for example, was exactly 2,000 amas from where he is. And then if he walked from that area to his house, he'd be perfectly get into his house. But v'amma, he said, shvisasi tachtav, I want to have my shvisa under this tree. Now the tree, even though the bark of the tree and the trunk was 2,000 amas away, but this tree spread out, for example, 8 amas or more. And therefore, when he said shvisasi tachtav, he didn't say a specific spot. A spot of a person is generally 4x4, but he didn't say I want it to be by the trunk. It doesn't work at all. And therefore, we'll see in the Gemara, there's going to be a machlekes between Rab and Shmuel what this means, and we'll get to that later. Shvisasi v'ikrei, however, if he says, I want my shvisa to be at the trunk of this tree, then it works because he can walk from where he's standing right now when Shabbos starts, and he made his tchum Shabbos, and he made his erev at the tree, at the trunk of the tree, and therefore he can walk to that point, which is 2,000 amas. And then he can walk from the trunk of the tree until his house, and get to his house, no problem. Then he can walk 4,000 amas even when it gets dark. However, if this person doesn't know where there's a landmark, or he's not a baki in halachas, and he says he wants to make his shvisa exactly where I am when Shabbos is starting, Bein HaShemash is now. If he's not a baki b'halacha, why would he say that? Rashi says, he doesn't necessarily have to say it, but it means that that would be an halacha. His place, by being here right before Shabbos, as long as he's up, he's not sleeping, that would work. And now you have 2,000 amas to any side. Now, the whole din of Truman that we always said, you have 2,000 amas, how do you measure that? The Gemara says, Agula is Rav Chanina ben Tignes. Rav Chanina ben Tignes holds, you do it as a circumference, as a circle, 2,000 amas to every point, wherever you are in a circle, that would be 2,000 amas. However, you make it a square like a board, and the Mishnah explains, when you make it square, you'll actually gain the corners, because when you take a square and you put a circle in the center of the square, then the corners of the square will make it larger. And for example, before we said you have a 2,000 amma radius, now you'll have the diagonal of the square, which will be larger. And if you walk on the diagonal, you'll be able to walk approximately 2,800 amas. And the Mishnah continues, Vizu ishamru ha'ani ma'ar baraglav. This point that we just said, that when you're traveling, you could think about your, you don't have to have bread there and it still works. That's the thing that we said, a traveler, someone that's an ani at this point when he's traveling, he doesn't have food, then you can make an air with your feet. Amar meir, anu ein lanu ela ani, we have only this din for an ani while you're traveling. Doesn't make a difference if a person is traveling, he's considered ani, or if he's actually home, you would still be allowed to go and be kind of shvisa biraglov. Like amru ma'arim pas ela hakal al asher shle yetsi v'ar biraglov. That we only said that you're allowed to be ma'arim pas as a kula for a person that's home, that he doesn't have to go outside. He could send a shliach prior to Shabbos or travel there way before Shabbos and put his actual erev there beforehand, and his mazon shtei sus will be there by Bein HaShemashah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's even better if you be ma'ar baragla, because then you're physically there Bein HaShemashah, just we don't require you to do that, and we'll stop over here and continue with the Gemara tomorrow.